Blog Talk Radio.
It's what y'all been waiting for, ain't it? What people pay paper for, game it. They can't stand it. They want something new.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Darren Russell Show. I am, of course, your host, Darren Russell. Got a surprise for you guys today. Since my friends did such a good time on our mock draft, and they did a good job, I brought one of them in today to co-host. I'm my boy Devin co-hosting the whole show today. And just so you guys know from the beginning, me and him don't see eye to eye on everything. We don't always agree, even though we both Raiders fans, but that's where it stops. So you guys will enjoy today's show, and we're going to get into a whole lot. We got to talk about one of the most hated people to me. We're going to talk about Tom Brady. We got to talk about Tom Brady. But we're going to mix in a little draft recap because I haven't been on since we did our mock draft. And we're going to talk a little NBA basketball because all the series are tied 1-1. And as you guys know, I love talking about basketball. So I'm going to hand it over to Devin. He's going to start us off, let us know what he wants to talk about. Devin, what's going on, my brother?
Hey, what's up, Darren? Hey, everybody. Today, I feel like we should just start off with whatever's the topic of the day today, and that is the Tom Brady Deflategate incident. I see that this title on when I signed up to co-host today is the greatest cheater of all time, which I think is highly, highly, highly dramatic. Should Tom Brady be punished? Yes, he should be punished, because even though I think it's a dumb rule to keep the ball at a certain pressure, I feel like the quarterback should have the ball at whatever pressure they like for him and the receivers. I don't see what the big issue is, but it is an NFL rule, and Tom Brady did break the rule, and he went through he spent way too much time trying to cover it up. So I do feel like he should be punished for it, even though I do not agree with the rule. And no, it does not make him the greatest cheater of all time. I feel like the biggest scandal in the NFL was definitely Spygate. Taking a little bit of air out of a couple of balls it's not really a big deal. Give him a fine, give him a big fine, suspend him 2 games, and call it a day. The person I feel like who should really get the brunt of the punishment is Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick. If you remember the scandal with the Saints, you know, Sean Payton got suspended for the whole year, and he didn't know that was going on. And I feel like, you know, even though Bill Belichick didn't know about the Deflategate, Roger Goodell told Sean Payton, it's not an excuse to not know, you should know. And I feel like it's the same thing with Bill Belichick. So I feel like Bill Belichick should take a year off. And I feel like Robert Kraft, they should kind of do what they did with the owner for the Colts, Jim Irsay. Suspend him and hit him, or that'd be fine as well. But no, okay. Tom Brady's not the biggest cheater of all time.
Okay. You're letting him off way too easy. So, first, let's look at it this way. The Wells report comes out, and it states that Brady, he knew what was going on. So you got to remember, if you look at stats and everything, the Patriots last year had the least amount of fumbles out of everybody. So if you're deflating the ball, it means you can hold the ball, you have a better grip on it. So if you're deflating your balls a little bit, you're going to fumble less. And it gives Brady a tighter grip to throw a tighter spiral through that cold weather. Now, he didn't need to do it to beat the Colts, but he still did it, and he lied about it. And not only that, they have the numbers where in between 16 PSI and 12, you can have a ball somewhere in between there. Now, they had it weighed, or it's something like that. They had it weighed by the refs, and then they let more air out of it. That's where all this is coming from. And then he lied about it. Now, they do the whole investigation, and Brady doesn't give them their cell phone to see the text messages. He lies that he never met the equipment manager or the ball boy, which I thought was cute because one of them worked there for, like, Brady's entire career. You mean to tell me he's never met any of them? But they got text messages to each other talking about what Brady wants. So you can't just brush it under the rug. Oh, yeah. Look, I want a harsh penalty for Tom Brady just to set a precedent. And I don't like Brady, but I think you were right. Kraft and Belichick should both be punished, too, because if you're the head coach, Belichick's got to know what's going on. He just, I didn't know Tom would do something like that. But why I say he's the greatest cheater of all time, and you got to look at his history. Why do we know who Tom Brady is? The Tuck Rule. The Tuck Rule, it's made up. It's not real. So Tom Brady goes to win his first Super Bowl off of a rule out of nowhere. And if you watch Brady's interview after that game, then you're like, he's like, oh, yeah, I was trying to throw the ball. We know. Brady Lewis had it right. It was cheating.
Yeah, seriously. What was he supposed to say? Yeah, I really did fumble the ball. No, he's supposed to say that. Brady had nothing to do with the Tuck Rule. He had nothing to do with the Tuck Rule, and it hurts. I still can't watch this game to this day, being a huge Oakland Raiders fan. But Brady had nothing to do with the Tuck Rule. That was all on the ref. That wasn't Brady's fault. He just went along with it, which everyone in the nation would have did the same thing in Brady's shoes. No, I didn't fumble the ball. Here, guys, have the ball. Like, no, it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
of course you're going to go along with it.
Look.
Cut it out.
All right, second, Spygate. He was a part of it, so he's a cheater. I don't care what you say. He
How was he a
it.
Part of Spygate?
Okay, you know, all right, so when the film guy came back after taping the practice and told Belichick, and Belichick, yeah, you think he didn't say, hey, Tom, we got some intel. This is what kind of plays we going to throw because we know what's going to work?
Yeah, but that don't mean that Brady knew how they got that information.
Oh, so he thought they did. He watched his film with them. So if you get some new information on what plays they going to run on defense and offense when you're going into the Super Bowl against the Rams. Because the Rams blew them out earlier that year, and then all of a sudden the Patriots, oh, man, look, we got some new intel. Get the heck out of here. He's a cheater. Yo,
man,
he's a cheater. Matter of fact, this is what they should do. Like they always, they should give him 8 games and then let him appeal it down to 4. And I'll be not seeing Tom Brady for the first month of the season. Because you already know, and didn't think of it. But look, if he gets suspended for 4 games, he's going to come back at an MVP level anyway because whoever they get caught cheating, they come out and go crazy anyway. They put up incredible numbers and go undefeated. So
deflating the ball is not that big of a deal. Like, and it doesn't help.
But it's not.
They blew the Colts out anyway. So it really didn't matter. For two, there's people on the Colts that were saying that it really doesn't matter. For three, other quarterbacks and kickers do it as well, and you've had plenty admit to it. That's why I'm saying it shouldn't even be a rule because everyone's doing it anyway. He just got caught.
Yeah, he got caught, but he lied. Look, what did Roger Goodell early on always get upset about? What did he suspend Michael Vick for all that time? Because Michael Vick lied.
And that's why
he
should get 2 games.
That's what happened with the Saints. What you call, they got, Craig Williams got hit hard with that punishment, mainly because they asked, did you do this? They said no. It came out that they did it. They knew about it. And then Roger Goodell doesn't like to be lied to. Brady lied. He's done for the first month of the season. And besides me, the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Bills will be thrilled about it. The 4 of us collectively got it. Look, we don't know by next week, and I can't wait till it comes down. Tom Brady. I already don't consider him the best quarterback ever, but now I definitely won't. You got any book you look at Tom Brady's name, you should see an asterisk next to it.
Cut it out. You. Oh, man, you really ought to skip Bellis tonight. Man.
Whatever.
Cut it out.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on. We got somebody on hold. Let me see who's on hold. You're on the Darren Russell show. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Naj, man. I'm down here in Atlanta. Hey, man, y'all having a good conversation on this, man. And honestly, these are the only places you'll hear real conversation on this, like independent radio. But, yeah, man, if it didn't help Tom Brady, then he wouldn't have done it. Like, we need to understand that, first of all. There's no reason for him to go through all that if it wasn't no help to him. If that helps him grip the ball or helps him get more velocity throwing the ball, then, yeah, it makes sense for him to try to figure out a way to do it. Now, the fact that the NFL didn't have enough protocol in there to where they could catch it is kind of suspect. So the NFL's already messed up. But we got a huge problem in sports to where the fans don't actually like most of the players. And so they always, you know, get up and yell and scream for people to get punishment because they want Goodell or anybody to punish the players. And sadly, Goodell has already proven himself to be incompetent in handing out punishment. So I don't know how we're trying to give this dude more power again. You know what I'm saying? For going off of his reputation, he shouldn't have this power. This should be something that's collectively bargained. So that's my issue with this. I don't want Roger Goodell just handing out whatever punishment. He already proven he can't do it.
Well, yeah, see, the problem with that is the NFL during the lockout, they did give Roger Goodell that power, unfortunately. Unfortunately, NFL is it's the owners in a Goodell league as opposed to NBA, where it's more of a players league. They actually caved in and they gave him that power. And as you see, he's using that power to however he wants to, unfortunately. But I agree with you. Like, I don't like Roger Goodell with all this power either.
See, yeah. what I like for it to go is always go high. Go 8 games. Like, just like when Ray Rice got suspended before the video came out, 2 games, no, don't do that. Go 8 and then let him appeal it. Because when you do the appeal, it's not Roger Goodell doing the appealing. So you, like, Greg Hardy got 10 games. When he appeals, he's probably going to get cut down to 6. Even because, especially with
right,
the policy
but
where it calls for 6 games. So,
yeah, but
that's
you see
I
where you're putting
go
the players.
High to cover yourself.
Right, but you're putting the Players Association in a position of always having to apply to some bad stuff. So Greg Hardy, they end up being the people cheerleading for Greg Hardy, saying, no, 10 games is too much. We want a reduction. So they always look like the bad guy, and Goodell gets to look like the good guy just by handing out heavy-handed suspensions. There should be a baseline set up. If you do this, that means X amount of games. If you do that, that means Y amount of games. There should be a baseline, just like it's your job when you do something wrong, and they pull out that policy book and tell you what the penalty is for doing something wrong. It shouldn't be an arbitrary thing based on somebody's emotion or somebody wanting to grandstand.
I agree.
Right. I understand you.
I completely.
But with Tom Brady,
the eight games is too much. Like, I mean, if you look at it, you're bitter right now, Darren, still from that game, from the snowball game. I get it. You're bitter right now, but what I'm saying is, it's not that – now, should he be punished? Yes, I agree. I mean, hit him with a serious fine, like a real big fine. Take him out 2 games, because that 2 games is going to hurt them a lot. Just 2 games is going to hurt him a lot. But like I said, it would be more of a big deal if the game was closer and if every other, like, quarterback didn't admit to doing it as well. It's like everyone does it. So it's kind of like, just take the rule away. That's how I feel. Punish him and then take the rule away. That's what I think.
Yeah, but are we gullible enough to believe that he only did it for that 1 game? Like, are we that gullible enough to believe that? Like, come on, man.
No, I'm sure
he's
done it all
game. He wouldn't have lied. He lied about it, and he threw some guys under the bus. Oh, yeah, must have been the equipment manager. You got to talk it up. I've never met him. Come on now. Brady is in the
right.
wrong. Like, I don't care right. how much I hate. Like I said, I just said 8 games or 6 games even. Remember when Ben Roethlisberger got in trouble? He did 6 games, and then they got it down to 2. It's going to come down no matter what. So
yeah.
You make a statement, protect the shield. That's what they always say. So if you come harsh knowing that it's going to go, knowing that it's going to be appealed and it's going to be let, you save face for the NFL. And then you can't. Not go hard as him when you go hard as everyone else. You got bad enough you got, like, LeSean McCoy calling his old coach racist. So now you're going to go, and every black player that's in trouble, they're getting 8-10 games. And then Tom Brady is lying to your face and and cheating the game, winning championships, and you're like, ah, Tom, we'll just fine you. No, you got to go hard so it looks like you're being equal, whether it's the same or not. This is the first time it's happened. So you got to set a precedent. You got to go heavy. I don't think he's going to get – I don't want Tom Brady suspended for half the year because I like to see him lose. And he might be fantasy relevant this year, so I might have to draft him. So, but I want him to – I want the precedent set. You go hard and heavy. You go 8 games first, it's going to come down to 2 or 4.
You go hard, you don't – I'm just saying my point is they should go hard. But don't go hard on Brady. Yes, suspend Brady. Yes, fine Brady. But the person that really needs to be getting everything is Belichick and Kraft. Go hard on those organizations.
But the report said that they didn't know. See, you got to go by this guy's investigation. His investigation
but they, it doesn't
has
matter
that Tom
if they
Brady
don't know.
And the equipment guy and the ball guy knew. So that's who they're going to attack. They're going to go after those three. So that's what you have to go off of.
But I got a feeling that ball guy and that equipment guy are going to come into some money in the next few weeks. Mysterious.
Oh, it's too late for that. They're done.
They're done.
Yeah,
it's
Tom Brady
laying
it out on them. Yeah, they're done, but you don't want people writing books later and doing interviews everywhere. So I think they'll get a nice chunk of change on the way out.
That's possible.
Yeah. But and then, Devin, you and this fine Tom Brady, you can't find a guy whose wife makes double his money anyway. Well, that doesn't hurt him.
I said suspend and fine. Suspend and fine. He still gets suspended, but I just think the brunt of the force should go to Belichick and Kraft. And just because they didn't know, just like Roger Goodell said in Bountygate with Sean Payton, he said, it doesn't matter if you didn't know. You're the head coach. You should know. And it should be like that with the owner as well. Use the same thing from Bountygate. I mean, go harder than Bountygate, but use the principles from Bountygate. It doesn't matter if you wasn't involved. It doesn't matter that you didn't know. You should know that's your team. So and this is the second time with Bill Belichick. Second time. He's in some type of scandal. The whole year. Bill Belichick needs to be gone the whole year.
Okay, let me get y'all opinion on something, though, because I think this is more egregious than the Saints thing, because putting bounties on people that's as old as the NFL is, and that doesn't give you an advantage in the game. It just means you're targeting people. While this, I mean, it appears to have helped somebody who may have been on a decline play a little better. So in my mind, this is a little worse. I want to hear what y'all think.
I agree because I feel like the Bountygate was more of a PR thing. I think all teams are kind of like, hey, man, like AP, man, we need to get him. Like, get him. You know what I mean?
Right,
I think they all do it. I just think Goodell just made a PR move and, you know, he went hard on them. But I don't know. I feel like they're at the same. Like, to me, both of them are not that serious to me. Like, I feel like Spygate is the most, like, scandalous one. Like, I mean, way ahead, like, scandalous out of Bountygate and Deflategate.
I don't have a problem with Bountygate because, the reason they got suspended for that, because that happened right when all those former players filed that concussion lawsuit. So you're in a concussion lawsuit and you hear, oh, man, guys are putting bounties on a quarterback's head, because that's what they first said on his head. Like, oh, here we go. Got to knock him out the game. So, yeah, you knew it was coming down hard. As a Raiders fan, and that Devin's a Raiders fan, too, so I think he would agree, but I miss old-time Raider football. I get mad when I see us make a tackle and you help people up. So, Bountygate doesn't hurt me at all. If I had money, I would tell players, look, man, you take this fool out. Wait, I got you, dog. So, if I was a millionaire, I'd be sending the money. So, no, Bountygate doesn't bother me. Like, but I understood it because of the concussion lawsuit. I mean, it sounds
now
dumb, but
the thing about Bountygate that would bother me is if, you know, they're really targeting people. Like, say, for instance, like when AP came back from, like, the ACL injury. Like, if he's telling these players to go and, like, deliberately hit him in his ACL, then I have a problem with it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, I have a problem with that, too. But when I say, yeah, I don't have a problem, I mean – all right, look, we're going to shut him down, and we're going to – don't hit him late, but just make sure when I hit him, he
knock him out of the game.
Not enough game. I'm fine with that.
Or yeah. Make him, or make or remember me hits is what the one guy from the Saints called it, where it makes him look over and think about the fact, like, dang, they might hit me again. Let me get rid of this ball faster than I want to. Like, stuff like that. That's just like if you're playing basketball against a seven-footer or something, and he block your first shot, you always going to look to see where he's at the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
But I don't like to get injured.
Right, I agree. I got one more comparison. If the NBA found out Steph Curry was getting certain balls because they allowed him to shoot a little further, getting the air taken out of the balls, that would be one of the biggest scandals in NBA history, and people would really be anti-Steph Curry because it goes against the integrity of the game. Like, that's not just normal cheating. Like, that's something, as far as Deflategate, I feel like that's something that not only can change your career, but – you're playing on a different playing field than everybody else is because you're stacking the deck in your favor. And that's why I'm so against this Deflategate. But, yeah, well, y'all give a good commentary on it.
Well, see, that's why I kind of took the seriousness off Deflategate because, and I don't have the info on me right now, but there were a lot of quarterbacks and kickers who were also saying they do the same thing. Now, if there was no one that sat there and said, oh, I've never done that, then I would be like, all right, this is crazy. Like, Tom got, you know, it's out of hand. But, you know, there's so many people admitting it. So, like, say with Steph Curry, if he's using balls, if James Harden comes out, it's like, oh, yeah, I do the same thing. And then LeBron's like, oh, yeah, I do the same thing. And then Klay Thompson's like, oh, well, I deflate the ball from time to time. Then it kind of takes the seriousness because then it goes from, is this serious or does this rule need to be changed? Like the chalk rule. Like, when the dunk rule was issued, you're like, this is ridiculous. This is a dumb call, stupid call. We went, like, 10 years with everyone saying it's a stupid call to now they got rid of it. And I feel like this Deflategate, as far as deflating the balls, I feel like the same thing should be happening because so many quarterbacks are like, oh, well, I like the ball deflated too. And so many kickers are saying it. So now, to me, it's the point to where it's like, well, then let's get the deflate rule out then because if everyone else is doing it, you know, Thompson got caught, and it would hurt Tom the most is he just went extra with trying to cover it up. But I feel like it shouldn't even be a rule, honestly. I feel like the ball should be however the wide receiver and quarterback like the ball and running back.
But the,
yeah, but I just think there should be one standard, though. Like, something as big as the NFL should have one standard. They should be the one handling that and determining – what the balls are going to be like. It shouldn't be something that's up to the players to even try to manipulate. That's how I look at it. But great point by you. If other people are doing it, then it's not as bad as we thought.
And also
they don't use the same balls. Every team is in control of their other balls now. That's a Peyton Manning rule. Peyton Manning didn't like going to visiting teams and using their balls. He wanted their own, so they changed the rule for him. So that's the only reason. That's the only thing that's a little different than basketball. Like if Steph Curry or LeBron or something were deflating the ball, and everybody on the court gets to play with it. Football, the only reason they found out, like the Colts had said something about it, but the only way they got to prove it was Tom Brady threw an interception in that game for one of the linebackers. He went to the ref and said the ball doesn't feel right.
Right.
And then they had to check all of them at halftime.
Now, a question I have is, with the ball deflated, does it have as much velocity on it?
That's what I mean. If you're an older guy and you don't have the strongest arm and you deflate it a little bit, that allows you to throw the ball a little further, a little faster. The ball comes out of your hand a little more hot. I mean, that's the purpose of doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't no accident.
Because to me, it just felt like a deflated ball, which is it would only benefit you with grip.
It benefits the receiver, too, because when they catch it, it's easier to catch, and then they won't fumble. And the running back, it helps the running. And so it helps the whole offense. It's not just Brady.
Yeah, right. But at the same time, I mean, I don't know the science behind it, but physics-wise, put it this way, if someone like Joe Flacco who has a cannon, it just feels like with a deflated ball, he can say he throw the ball 70 yards. But if it was deflated, it don't seem like he could throw it. He would have better grip and maybe better accuracy, but it doesn't seem like he could get it 70 yards because, I mean, we've grown up.
What you just said is big, though. You just said better grip and better velocity. Like, that's huge,
but
man. Or better accuracy. That's huge.
But I feel like it's a weakness as well, too. Like, you don't have the same zip with a deflated ball as you would with a flated ball.
Let's put it like this. We all know completion percentage is big in the NFL right now. Let's say that improves your percentage from 5 to 7%. That's the difference between some guys being in the league and being in Canada, man. Like, that's
well,
huge.
I mean, you have a great point, too, because Tom Brady's game is small ball. Like, he doesn't throw deep passes. They're all short, quick routes. And he does have
right.
small wide receivers with probably small hands. So, I mean, it does. And like I said, I feel like he should be punished. But I just don't think this is, like, the greatest scandal of, like, all time. Like, and, like, when you hear other players
it's not the greatest scandal of all time, but it's they won a Super Bowl during it. You know what I mean? That's what makes it so funky.
And
like, if they got put out early, no big deal. But you win the Super Bowl, it's like, whoa.
And I don't know. It's just, you know what's getting me? It's just hearing other players say it's not a big deal. So like, when I hear other people who play the same game say it's not a big deal, then it's like to me, the big deal about it, to me, it's just the cover-up more than the actual crime, if that makes any sense. Like, you went out of your way to cover this all up. Like, that's the thing with me, like, not the actual crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, that's my thing, though. You don't cover up something unless it is something. You know what I mean? If he felt no need to cover it up, he would have just came clean day one. But there was reason.
It definitely is wrong because it is. It says it against in the rule books. It's wrong, you know. But I just feel like 3 years from now, like, that rule will be out.
Yeah, I agree. I think the NFL will handle it in 3 years, and teams won't be allowed to even play with it like that.
And 3 years from now, people will say, is Tom Brady the best quarterback of all time? And I will say, no. Definitively,
yeah, Joe
no.
Joe Montana is still
cheater.
Alive out here, so I ain't even trying to hear that kind of talk.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the Tom Brady side. He had
left. Because we didn't know each other. But, hey, thanks for the call. We got we only got a couple minutes left, and there were some topics we didn't get to. But, hey, man, thanks for the call, and you really sparked some good conversation. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for letting me on.
Yeah,
take
no
it easy, bro.
Yeah. All right, Dad, we got about 2 minutes. Give me something, your thoughts of the draft. What did you have?
I think three teams that did fantastic in the draft were the Falcons, the Giants, and the Jets. I all thought they made really good moves and got a lot of quality draft picks.
What? You didn't talk about – you didn't mention our team? I don't appreciate it. This might be the last time. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I thought the Raiders did pretty good. I was impressed with that. Two drafts in a row.
Yes. It feels good to actually have a GM besides Al Davis.
How did it feel with all your Eagles friends complaining about not getting Mariota? Were they sad? Were they crying? I know. That's all I kept reading.
I was at Buffalo
and
Wild
then they
Wings
got
during
over
the
it.
Draft. Yeah, I was at Buffalo Wild Wings during the draft. And when the Titans took Mariota, their heads were down. They were pretty upset. I think they really thought they could get him.
Yeah. All right. Any you got a point on the NBA playoffs? I know your team is knocked out, but hey, you gotta still be watching. My boy Steph Curry came up a little small a couple of days ago, but they'll be back at it tomorrow. I'm expecting big games from them.
Man, I got Cleveland and I don't know between the I got Cleveland and Golden State.
Cleveland, I think Chicago's gonna beat Cleveland.
Nah, I don't think Chicago got it.
Yo,
I think LeBron puts the headband back on.
I don't want to hear that. His hairline. Look, Chicago goes home. I think they can win both these games. Derrick Rose is gonna get a foul call, hopefully at least once. And I think they're going to take Cleveland. And then you got head case J.R. Smith, who isn't
Derrick
always
Rose might not even
team.
Finish the series.
Oh, here we
Derrick
go.
Rose might not even finish
again.
The series. He might not
Yo.
Even finish the series.
Yo,
LeBron
bro.
Got the headband on. It's on.
Oh, my goodness. With that, on that note, I'll end the show. Look, man, thanks for co-hosting. Let's do it again sometime. And, everyone, we'll talk to you later. Have a good day or good night. All right.
Am I the meanest?
Sure
enough. Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest, most full, low down around this town?
Sure enough.
Well, who am I?